Facebook and other platforms have emerged as new frontiers in the fight against violent crime that continues to grip major cities. In Chicago, which is on track to have more than 600 murders for the second year in a row, community leaders and police say the immediacy of these platforms has played a major role in escalating disputes. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Shabani Matani. Shabani, what did you look at?
You know, we've been looking for a while now at different causes of the violence in Chicago and other cities, trying to analyze and kind of go beyond the data a little bit and see what's fueling that. And in my reporting, a lot of people have brought up social media and feuds on social media, and that being a couple of kind of high-profile cases throughout the year, and every now and then it'll sort of crop up. You know, there was a shooting on Facebook Live, or, you know, there was this lady who ran over another lady with her car and killed her over a feud that escalated on Facebook. And so we were digging past, you know, some of those stories and anecdotes, and, you know, law enforcement officials across the board were saying, yeah, I mean, this is a huge driver, and essentially it takes what was already happening sort of in real life or on the streets and puts it on this new medium where things can accelerate much faster and lead to acts of violence back on the streets.
Wow. So is anybody saying that social media is the cause, or social media is just an accelerant and there likely would have been, say, a killing anyway or a violent encounter anyway?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think anybody's saying that it's like the singular sort of cause. I mean, I think it's hard to pinpoint a singular cause for violence accelerating or, getting out of control in some of these cities. It's definitely a multitude of factors. Yeah. But the law enforcement officials are definitely seeing social media speed things up and make things much more, dangerous much more quickly. So as an example, you might have two rival gangs, and all the gang members are on Facebook. And so if they want to challenge somebody to some kind of fight or they just want to insult a rival gang member, they will say something offensive about them on Facebook and tag them. You know, they want them to see it. They want everybody else to see it. And because of the public nature of this post, right, you know, a lot of people will be commenting on it and sort of even egging them on in some cases.
Wow.
And that could lead to real-life shootings or retaliations.
Oh, my goodness. Can law enforcement be proactive with stuff like this, or is it too hard to track on Facebook?
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, they're definitely, individuals within the police department in Chicago and in other cities and prosecutors, too, who can use these open source material, especially after an arrest, right, when somebody's been arrested. Prosecutors can look through all this information and enter some of these posts and photos and so on as evidence in court, which really does help with arrest and sentencing. However, to be proactive beforehand, police say it's extremely complicated because sometimes you don't even know if like a gun is real or not. You don't even know if somebody is joking about beating up someone or shooting someone or whether they're serious about it, right? So you're quite limited in what you can do beforehand.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal Midwest reporter Shabani Matani. Her piece is called Social Media Emerges as New Frontier in Fight Against Violent Crime. What are these drill rap videos that you mentioned in the story and how they kind of fuel things?
Yes, I mean, that's like another factor that I found, completely fascinating. So, I mean, I think it's been pretty well documented that Chicago's gang infrastructure, so to speak, is really fragmented. That, it used to be in the 90s that there were a few big gangs and they were very powerful and they had lawyers, they had a lot of territory. They were very, they were business savvy. They could control like big empires. And then the FBI took them all down in stings, and what was left was just tiny, tiny little gangs all fracturing and fragmenting. So what's happened is that some of these gangs, they don't even really have territory. They don't even have that much product to sell. It's not like they have a huge like empire of drugs or whatever. So they turn to social media and specifically drill rap to kind of cement their group's identity, or to say like, okay, we're X group. We have all these guns. We have, this image, and they project that through YouTube and through these drill rap videos. And I think it's pretty, you know, enticing for young men to get involved in this scene, especially, you know, faced with what they see as a lot of hopelessness around them. It sort of lets them project this image that, you know, they're kind of strong and powerful, even if they don't have that much territory, or they don't have a huge, strong empire. That has led to a lot of violence.
Thanks, Shabani. Wall Street Journal Midwest correspondent Shabani Matani. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.